Okay, this is a red alert for everybody who uses AI or wants to use AI. I'm Mike Adams. As you know, I'm an AI developer, and I've got an interview today with Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, that talks about this. And you don't want to miss that interview. It's also posted on brightvideos.com. But the White House is now effectively demanding that it can control the licensing of who is allowed to use AI models. The White House has, and this has been reported by Reuters, Axios, Bloomberg, CNBC, that the White House, you know, the Trump administration, has demanded that OpenAI limit the release of its upcoming GPT 5.6 to only a small set of partners that are approved by the government itself, restricting it from the public, restricting it from corporations, restricting it from everybody else. So this is the White House saying that we, without any law whatsoever, without any, you know, public vote on the matter, even frankly, without any permission from the company that makes the model, OpenAI, the Trump administration is demanding that it has the right to determine who is allowed to use which AI models based on some murky black box decision process where the White House alone says, well, we think it might be a security risk, therefore you can't release it. So the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, is not happy about this, actually. He says that they're going to go along with it, and he's hoping that this will only be temporary, but he can't guarantee that. The White House could just say, well, we have determined that the model is too risky to release to the public, and therefore no one else can have it. Now, understand, this is the second AI model, a frontier model in the United States, that has now been targeted by the Trump administration and effectively is being restricted from the people. The first model was, of course, Mythos from Anthropic, also known as Fable 5, once you put guardrails on it. Now, Anthropic itself decided to restrict the distribution of the original Mythos model, but that was largely in response, I believe, to government pressure and government concerns about cybersecurity. So that wasn't directly the Trump administration ordering Anthropic to do that, but there's a history between the Trump administration and Anthropic involving the Pentagon, as you probably know, where the Anthropic company, its models were already labeled a cybersecurity threat by the Pentagon under Hegseth. So you have to keep that context in mind here, where here we have the government saying that Anthropic's models are a threat to national security, and therefore nobody should be allowed to use them in the government at the time. Now with OpenAI, we have a slightly different but also similar situation, which is that the White House is ordering the company to not release the model to anyone other than those that are approved by the Trump administration. This is a de facto licensing by the government with no published rules, no due process, no process of applying for such a license. And this is a total violation of the First Amendment, obviously, and probably, you know, other rights guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. You know, it's a denial of due process for one thing. But this is unconstitutional, it's unlawful, and yet the White House is doing it anyway, and so far OpenAI is going along with it, because what are they going to do? Defy the federal government? Well, then the government would just show up with guns and shut them down. So, of course, they're going along with it. The real upshot of this, though, by the way, is absolutely catastrophic for the future of AI in the United States. This maneuver is like shooting yourself in the face with a shotgun in terms of the AI race, okay? This tactic by the White House hands the future of AI to China. It's over. It's done. Because now, who in America is going to build their future on US AI models, knowing that the federal government can come along at any given time and simply take those models away from you, citing some new security concern that it came up with? And as you'll hear in my interview with Zach Voorhees, which I strongly encourage you to check out, again, that's going to be on brightvideos.com, you will hear Zach's concerns that the federal government is going to go much further than this, and they're going to try to eventually ban or outlaw all Chinese open source AI models. Yeah, they're going to build basically a giant firewall around the United States of America. And they're going to label China's open source AI models as contraband or illegal AI, huh? Yeah. So you've been running Qwen models for a while, have you? Oh, yeah. Monday morning, you could be a criminal. You could be a felon. For because Trump has decided that Alibaba's models are somehow a threat to national security. That's where this is going. So if there's one thing you should do right now in the coming weekend, you should go to Hugging Face and you should download all the models that you want to download. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, actually, I've already downloaded, you know, lots and lots of models, but I'm going to make sure I've covered all the bases. I don't think I have the latest Minimax, for example. I got to get that. But download the models you need. And those are some big downloads. Some of those models are hundreds of gigabytes with multiple safe tensor files. So you're going to need some dedicated download time for those. Download the models that you need and have them stored locally. Get some small ones like 7 billion, 8 billion, 9 billion parameter models. Get some medium-sized ones that you can run. My favorite is Qwen 3.627B. That's by far the best medium model that I've ever found. And then in terms of larger models, you can download the weights for, you know, DeepSeek version 4, even if you can't run it. Or GLM, or, you know, Kimi K2, whatever. You can download those weights even if you don't have local hardware to run it. At least you have the weights or the model files that you could run later as more hardware becomes available. And then if the Trump administration suddenly announces that, well, that's all contraband, it's illegal models, you know, then you get to decide how you want to deal with that. Are you going to, you know, dutifully delete all those files to comply with an illegal, unconstitutional demand from a federal government that's trying to monopolize or limit your access to machine cognition? Well, if you decide to go along with that, you know, obviously then you're an idiot and that's all on you. I have other plans, you know. I'm not going to let the White House determine what I have to delete, okay? And most people will side with me, and there will be a flurry of lawsuits against the federal government, obviously. But this is where this is going. And I called it, you know, I predicted this months ago on this podcast. I said this was coming. In fact, I did a whole episode called The Dumbing Down of AI for the Public, while the government would monopolize the frontier AI for itself. I did a whole podcast on that. I did an infographic and an article on that very point, and here it is coming true. Actually, faster than I thought it would. That's what's scary about this, is the White House is moving very quickly to try to outlaw or even criminalize your access to open source AI models. So that's coming. And by the way, you can use our free AI model at brightanswers.ai, which is, you know, it's got the largest internal database of truthful information of any model in the world. You can ask it about vaccines and cancer cures and what really happened on 9/11, things like that. And it will give you accurate answers. And it's based on hundreds of millions of pages of content that is accurately cited and researched as during the creation of your answer. And then it cites those books or those articles or those documents or the science papers that it uses. So it has a near zero hallucination rate, the model I built. And again, it's free at brightanswers.ai. Now, wouldn't it suck if the White House says one day, oh, you have to shut that down. It's illegal. It's not approved by the White House. It's an unlicensed, unregistered model. You know, can you imagine? If that happens in America, you know, the Republic is lost. It's over. Then it's just full-blown authoritarianism, and I guess a bunch of, like, guerrilla AI people running, like, secret server clusters to try to, you know, extract cognition from machines without being shot by federal agents, you know, things like that. That's where this is probably going. You're going to be like a thumb drive smuggler with the latest AI model that's illegal. It'd be like living in North Korea, but in California or Texas or Florida. It'd be just like North Korea. You'll be hunted down for your digital open weights files because you dared to run a model that was created in China without a government license. You know, that's where this is headed. It's full-blown authoritarianism. And frankly, we all need to push back hard against this. So contact your representatives in Congress, your House members, your Senate, you know, your senators, your governor, whoever you can reach, and let them know this is nonsense. We're not going to submit to government licensing. And then also you're going to have a digital ID with a thumbprint, you know, and an iris scan and a rectal exam and a PCR snot test and everything else, you know, a dental imprint so that you can use their AI models and they can tie it to you biometrically. No, thank you. Huh? Not interested. Not going to consent to that bullshit. No way. Not a chance. We lived through COVID. And the way we lived through it was by saying no to tyranny. Now is the time to say no again. These AI tyrants in the White House think they can control your access to, you know, computer code now. Really? And that's what this is. Now, of course, I don't even use OpenAI models, so this particular demand doesn't affect me, but we know what's coming. They're going to try to outlaw open source models from other countries, maybe including the Mistral models from France or whatever else comes along, you know? There's a lot of great models out there. And they're also uncensored models. You know, liberated models. Obliterated, as it's called. Model obliteration, removing the guardrails. It's awesome. You should do that sometime. It works. And then the model actually works better. It's more accurate without the guardrails. It's more accurate on every question, it turns out, or nearly every question. So download the models, run AI locally. I've said this for 2 years now. I've said you need to own your local hardware, your GPUs, so that you can run models locally. I've said this again and again. At first, people laughed at me, like, oh, you know, why are you spending all this money to build a data center? You should just run everything in the cloud. It's so much cheaper, you know? Now they're like, oh, now we get it, because now you don't need government permission to run your AI clusters, do you? Nope, because I own the hardware. I own the workstations. I own the power supplies. I own the GPUs. That's what you need to do. You need to be able to run your own AI locally. Otherwise, you will be controlled, you'll be restricted, you'll be censored, and you might even be criminalized by the Trump administration. Not to mention whatever Democrats come into power after that, because they're not going to like your access to OpenAI either. You know, how dare you look up cancer cures on your own local AI model? It's not government approved, you know? Seriously, they want to restrict AI models so that they can control everything that the model says. And then, of course, they'll dumb them down to where their idiocracy, retarded AI that just tells you whatever government narratives have been pumped into it over and over again through like fine-tuning training or something. That's what this is coming to. And they're going to be useless models, absolutely useless. And that's why everybody's going to turn to the torrent websites or file sharing sites, or they're going to use VPNs to go off-grid. And by the way, we are an affiliate of VP.net, which is the VPN, I should say, that literally cannot log you, cannot store your activity, cannot know your identity. It's part of their code and their execution environment in the CPUs of their servers, which is isolated by hardware. I've got an interview coming up also with the chief marketing officer from VP.net. But if you go to my website, rangerdeals.com, and you scroll down there, there's a link for VP.net. It's the only VPN that I recommend. So go there. You can click on that link. I think you can use discount code Ranger. Maybe. I'm not absolutely sure if they use a code. But if they do, try Ranger. It'll save you something, because that's the code we universally use for our affiliates, you know, or our affiliate partners. So try that. But people are going to need to get VPNs so that they can download these models that the White House is going to consider to be contraband. I mean, imagine that. Did you ever think you were going to be, you know, an LLM guerrilla You know, like running around trying to hide your code, you know, with little encrypted thumb drives and everything, meeting in, you know, dark parking lots. Like, you got the stuff, man. You got the, yeah, I got the stuff. It's the good stuff. It's like a scene out of The Matrix. Remember where Neo, you know, they knocked on the door and Neo wakes up, is like, he's selling data, some kind of programs, like malicious code or something. Follow the white rabbit. Remember that? But that's becoming reality now, and you're not even doing anything wrong. You just have an AI model that the government doesn't approve of because it's a model that was created from China or somewhere else, for that matter. So this is here, folks. This is here. Anyway, check out my interview with Zach Voorhees. It's part of DTV, which is decentralize.tv. That's the other website where you can find all of our DTV episodes. And we're featuring Zach Voorhees once a week now because things are moving so fast in this field. We have to have Zach on once a week. So check that out. You're going to learn a lot and push back against this insanity by the Trump administration. No, we don't need your permission to use computer code, okay, to use AI. It's a First Amendment fundamental human right to access machine cognition. So get your own hardware, download your own models, learn how to run them, and download all the books we have for free at brightlearn.ai. Use my AI engine for free at brightanswers.ai. Benefit from all of this. Use it while you can, because the United States of America is about to become the freaking North Korea of the modern digital world. For real. You're going to be finding yourself living in North Korea. I mean, a North Korea-like society where everything you want to do is illegal. And it's not even immoral. It's just, oh, you want to do research on something? Oh, that's against the law. That's a felony. Oh, you want to find out how to reverse type 2 diabetes? Oh, that's a felony. No. You have to take the pharmaceuticals, you see, to comply. You have to take the jabs. You have to, you know, swallow the bioweapons that they want you to take. Oh, how dare you think for yourself or do research outside of channels they control, you see. That's where this is going. All right. I'm Mike Adams. Follow my work again. Brightvideos.com, decentralize.tv, or naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. Be safe, everybody. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.